From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you're one of the peanut farmers who recently received an email or letter regarding an antitrust litigation notice, you only have until July 13th to file your claim. Peanut growers or affected parties who do not submit a valid claim form by the deadline will not receive a payment from the settlement fund, but will be bound by the court's judgment in these actions. It's for anyone who sold raw harvested runner peanuts to Birdsong, Golden, or Olam companies between 2014 and 2019. Fresh data from China's state media indicates the world's largest pork producer is recovering from multiple years of African swine fever outbreaks. The news, according to AgWeb.com, comes after the disease wiped out 40% of China's hog herd in 2019. China's Ministry of Agricultural and Rural Affairs says China's pig herd rose 23.5% in May from a year earlier. The sow herd also increased 19% year over year. The USDA recently hosted its first ever Food Loss and Waste Innovation Fair. The virtual event highlighted U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 champions, businesses that are creating or implementing USDA-funded state-of-the-art technical solutions to reduce food loss and waste throughout the food system. The fair's food loss and waste publications, videos, links to exhibitors' websites, and other downloadable resources are available online for 1 year at labroots.com. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.